Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey y'all, Eves here. Today's episode contains not just one, but two nuggets of history. Consider it a double feature. Enjoy the show. Hi again. Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. The day was May 20th, 1932. Famed aviator Amelia Earhart departed Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, on her non-stop solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean. The next day, she became the first woman and second person ever to complete such a flight. Just 5 years later, Amelia and her navigator, Fred Noonan, were declared lost at sea. While Amelia lived in Toronto, Canada, working as a nurse's aide, she would visit the local airfield. There, she watched pilots in the Royal Flying Corps train, and her interest in flying grew. In 1920, while Amelia was in California with her family, she rode in an airplane for the first time with pilot Frank Hawks. It was then she decided that she wanted to learn how to fly. Amelia began taking flying lessons, and soon she decided to buy her own plane. In 1921, she passed her flight test and earned her National Aeronautics Association license. In 1922, Amelia made her first solo flight and became the first woman to fly solo above 14,000 feet. In April of 1928, after stints studying medicine and social work, Amelia received an invitation to go to New York to be interviewed by publisher George Palmer Putnam. Putnam was looking for someone to be the first woman to fly in a plane across the Atlantic as a passenger. She was selected, and she left on June 3, 1928, with a male pilot and navigator. Her job on the trip was to keep the plane's log. But the feat still got her national attention. She went on lecture tours, wrote a column on aviation for Cosmopolitan, and did product endorsements. That same year, she became the first woman to fly solo east and west across the United States. In 1930, Earhart set a new speed record for women, and in 1931, she set an altitude record in an autogyro, an aircraft that was eventually superseded by the helicopter. But Amelia decided she wanted to fly solo across the Atlantic again, this time as the pilot rather than a passenger. On May 20th, 1932, Amelia left Harbor Grace in a red Lockheed Vega 5B. Though the first few hours of her flight went pretty smoothly, later she did have some trouble. She ran into an electrical storm, the altimeter failed, the wings iced, and the plane went into a tailspin for 3,000 feet. So she had to land in Northern Ireland rather than Paris, as she had originally planned. 15 hours and 56 minutes after she took off from Newfoundland, she landed in a pasture near Londonderry, Northern Ireland. When she got back to the United States, she got a lot of recognition. Congress gave her the Distinguished Flying Cross, a military decoration given to someone for their heroism or extraordinary achievement while in a fight. In August of 1932, she set a speed record on a nonstop flight across the United States from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey. Over the next few years, Amelia would continue setting records. She went on to do daredevil stunts, became a visiting faculty member at Purdue University, and helped form the 99s, an organization for the advancement of female pilots. But Amelia wanted to fly around the world at or near the equator, since it had not been done before. After one called-off attempt to circumnavigate the globe in March of 1937, Amelia flew from Oakland, California to Miami in May. And on June 1st, she left Miami with navigator Fred Noonan. After stops in South America, Africa, and Asia, they reached Lae in New Guinea at the end of June. They had already flown tens of thousands of miles, but they had thousands of miles left to go before they would get back to Oakland. They departed Lae on July 2nd, headed for Howland Island. In Earhart's last radio transmission, she said, "We are running north and south," indicating they were searching for the island. But they did not make it to the island. A rescue search turned up nothing. Though there has been much speculation as to what happened to Amelia on that last fated flight, Earhart and Noonan's disappearance remains a mystery. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. We'd love it if you left us a comment on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through history. See you here, same place tomorrow.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast for people who can never know enough about history. The day was May 20th, 1902. Cuba gained independence from the United States, and a Republican administration began in the country under Tomas Estrada Palma. From 1868 to 1878, Cuba was involved in the 10 Years' War, a war for Cuba's independence from Spain. Cubans had grown dissatisfied with Spanish administration, and a revolution led by Carlos Manuel de Céspedes began. The war ended with the Pact of Zanjón, which promised Cuba more reforms and autonomy. But all those promises were not met, and the conflict did not end there. In 1879, the so-called Little War began. One of its leaders was Calixto García, a revolutionary who did not sign the Pact of Zanjón. But by September of 1880, the uprising had been suppressed. But there still had been no true reform. The Cuban War for Independence began in 1895, led by Calixto García, Máximo Gómez, and José Martí. This conflict continued previous struggles for Cuban independence from Spanish rule. José Martí presented the Manifesto of Monte Cristi, which detailed the insurgents' war policy. It said that Black people and white people alike would participate in the war, that the participation of all Black people was crucial for victory, and that Spaniards who did not object to the war would be spared. It also said that private rural properties should not be destroyed, and that the revolution would bring new economic life to Cuba. The revolutionaries opposed Spanish political rule, but they also supported an overhaul of the Cuban social system. By early 1896, rebel forces controlled most of Cuba. They soon earned the support of the majority of the population. Spanish authorities responded to the revolutionaries' efforts by increasing the number of troops on the island and sending people in the countryside to concentration camps in fortified towns. But the devastating effects of the concentration camps led to more Cubans supporting the revolutionaries. While Cubans targeted planters and controlled the countryside, the Spanish controlled the cities and targeted peasants. In 1897, Spain offered home rule to Cuba. But as the War of Independence drew to a close in 1898, the conflict transformed into the Spanish-American War. By this point, the conflict in Cuba had captured the attention of people in the United States. The U.S. had an interest in driving out European colonial powers, and yellow journalism exaggerated news of Spanish atrocities against Cubans and stories of rebel bravery. When the USS Maine exploded and sank in Havana's harbor, the U.S. had pretext for military intervention in Cuba. The Spanish-American War took place over the next 4 months. The U.S. emerged victorious, and in December of 1898, the U.S. and Spanish governments signed the Treaty of Paris. Spain withdrew from Cuba, but Cuba remained under U.S. military occupation for more than 3 years. On May 20, 1902, Cuba gained independence from the U.S., but with certain conditions. Cuba was prohibited from transferring land to any foreign power besides the U.S., the U.S. reserved the right to intervene in Cuba, and the U.S. established a lease for Guantanamo Bay naval base. Tomas Estrada Palma became the first president of the Republic of Cuba. In the following years, the U.S. maintained a heavy influence in Cuba, and the country faced more political and social unrest. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also follow us on social media at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.